some of the people who submitted questions say that why is it that the impoverished citizens, for example, of the DRC should repay IMF loans that were contracted under the dictator Mobutu Sese Seko?
What can I tell you? It's not IMF money. It's the money of the international community. IMF resources come from the other countries. When loan has been made to Zaire at this period, not Congo, this loan have been made by the other countries, through the IMF, but by other countries to this country. So it's just fair that the donors' countries want to be repaid. I understand the problem for the poorest people in those countries who said, why should I pay for this? Today we have something which looks like in Iceland, where really there are some Icelandish bankers messed up in huge proportion compared to the GDP of the small country, which is Iceland. And Icelandic guy in the street say, why should I pay because my bankers were so bad? On one hand, it's totally understandable. On the other hand, you have kind of international commitment, and you cannot withdraw yourself from the international community. If you do so, you cannot expect any more that the international community will come and help you. So at the end of the day, repaying past debt is something which is almost unavoidable. But what I insist on is that formally it's a debt by a DRC to the IMF, but the reality is that it's a debt from DRC to the 185 other members of the IMF which are providing us our resources.
But could they not be persuaded to do some debt forgiveness on the basis of this issue of fairness?
Of course, absolutely. And as you know, a huge program called HIPIC, High Indebted Poor Countries, has been set up years ago. And almost all countries in the continent have benefited from this debt relief. Congo, DRC, was one of the last one, and just because it was because of the Chinese deal I was just talking about a few minutes ago. So now we're in the process where something as big as $3 billion of debt cancellation will appear in the benefit of the DRC's people. So this program you are asking for of debt cancellation has been carried on and is still going on for some remaining countries, including DRC. So that's absolutely right. You know, the problem then is not to go back to the same level of debt that they had before by new loans, because then you really didn't solve totally the problem. But on the other hand, it will be totally unreasonable to believe that countries, poor countries like DRC, can develop without foreign aid, and foreign aid may be foreign loans, providing that these loans are very concessional. And that's why in the IMF, using the proceeds of the gold sale from the IMF that we made, which was a property of the membership, we created a new facility, which is a facility program you are asking for of debt cancellation has been carried on and is still going on for some remaining countries, including DRC. So that's absolutely right. You know, the problem then is not to go back to the same level of debt that they had before by new loans, because then you really didn't solve totally the problem. But on the other hand, it will be totally unreasonable to believe that countries, poor countries like DRC, can develop without foreign aid, and foreign aid may be foreign loans, providing that these loans are very concessional. And that's why in the IMF, using the proceeds of the gold sale from the IMF that we made, which was a property of the membership, we created a new facility, which is a facility where the interest rate is just zero. We couldn't go below. We were asked to be as concessional as possible. We were to the lower bound, which is zero. So now, until at end 2011, and we'll see what happens for the years after, we are lending to countries like DRC at zero interest rate.
Do you have any concerns that loans work against incentives or disincentives for governments? Do you have that concern, or is that?
It's a very well-known concern, and in some cases you may be right. But it sounds to me a little like people arguing that you shouldn't have any kind of a social safety net in the country, because it prevents people from looking for jobs. I'm not sure I share this view.
This is a sort of follow-up, but it comes from one of the people who wrote in. Why does the IMF dump funds on the lap of corrupt governments in Africa without a rigorous follow-up on how these funds are spent? Why does the IMF ignore small and medium-scale entrepreneurs on the continent whose businesses have a more direct impact on the poor? Why do you keep lending support to multinationals and corrupt government projects?
So there are many different questions, what you say.
I know, but they all came from one person.
Let's try to begin with the first question. We are very much concerned about corruption, not only in Africa. Let's be candid. Corruption is not a specialty for Africa, but it does exist in Africa and sometime at a very high, big scale. So we're concerned about that. And that's why in most of our program, the so-called conditionality, which seems to make people so upset, has something to do with improving governance. But it's not a general talk. We're not saying, oh, you bad guys, you should improve governance and fight against corruption. That's fine. But that produced no result. What we say is, okay, we're going to have a program over the 3 coming years. There will be review by the IMF of the program every quarter. And the timetable is that in 6 months from now, you will have passed a bill on public procurement, for instance. And that's one way fighting against corruption or something different. So we do have conditions in our program to fight against corruption. Is it enough? Certainly not. Do we eradicate corruption by this way? I don't have this pretension. But it's certainly a concern we have. Now about SMEs. Again and again, our role is a limited role. Our role is to deal with macroeconomic environment, helping governments to be able to create themselves the correct economic policy in their country. So we don't deal directly with SMEs. We don't lend to SMEs. We don't lend to any company, even multinational. You are talking about highly corrupt multinational. I don't know if they are highly corrupt, but what I know is that we never lend to a company. We lend only to governments. Then the question for the government is to implement the right policy. And then the question for the civil society people asking this, rightly, this question, is to fight against their government to make them accountable.